Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Albert Breer, NBC Sports Boston, last night, telling you that his texts were blowing up from NFL people making jokes about Bill Belichick, just like we were yesterday. And this whole interview situation with Jordan.
If we could bet on whose phone has the most impressive list of NFL power brokers, I would say Burt Breer's.
Locally, definitely.
Okay, locally, that's fine.
I bet you Adam Schefter's got a pretty hefty
list. So those two, but Breer is, it's an impressive catalog. So for him to say that, I mean, there's a lot of people higher ups in the NFL. I mean, how do you not, all these people, especially the Atlanta Falcons, aren't they all going, yeah, see, you made the right decision there tonight. So there's a lot of teams in the NFL that are kind of snickering because Bill's been very critical of the NFL after since he's been out of the league the last couple of years.
Oh, don't you remember, Fitzy? What did Lombardi get quoted as saying? Like, the league's a joke right now or something? Mm. Remember that comment made that we're glad we're out of it or something because the league's a joke right now? No. You know what the joke is?
You.
It's the head football coach at the University of North Carolina. Your guy. That is the joke right now. But we do finally have a statement. It took 24 hours or so from when Jordan promised statement later today. It didn't come later today. And it didn't come from her. It came on the website at the University of North Carolina.
Fascinating.
So we are going to read this. So, Stiz, I need the appropriate music bed. So please roll it. This is a quote from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Bill Belichick. Quote, I agreed to speak with CBS Sunday morning to promote my new book, The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. It goes on. Unfortunately, there's a little tone there. That's me. Sorry, that's not the quote. Unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly expressed to the reporter, Tony Dokapil, and the producers that I preferred to keep the conversation centered on the book. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal, no, you don't say, Bill, and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply doing her job. I see the phrase there, do your job. Doing her job
copyright
to ensure the interview stayed on track. Some of the clips make it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met. But we have been open about the fact that Jordan and I met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021. The final 8-minute segment does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had, which covered a wide range of topics related to my career. Instead, it presents selectively edited clips and stills from just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true.
Great story. Honestly, where do you begin? There, to me, there's so many things that you could dissect and pick apart here.
Can I begin with one part?
Go.
It seems like the obvious part, but with whom I share a personal and professional relationship.
Okay. Brag.
So we know you have a personal relationship. Unlike you, we understand how Instagram works. We see all the photos. We know you guys are a couple. You're on the red carpet. You're having dinners. You're getting strawberry-created lobsters for breakfast with whipped cream. Okay, that's awesome. But the professional relationship part, does she work for North Carolina? Like, this reminds me, Bill Belichick freaked out because Tom Brady brought who to Gillette Stadium? Alex Guerrero.
Alex. Oh, yeah.
Who did not have a job with the New England Patriots, freaked out, didn't want him in the building anymore, took away his sideline access, all these things.
It flew in the face of his training regimen and also the spotlight.
But he didn't work for the Patriots, right? Mm-hmm. The sideline, the locker room, the offices.
That was a big issue for Bill.
Big issue for Bill.
Are you about to go say he's a hypocrite?
I feel like this is a little...
There's a million hypocritical statements in this.
But this is, like, dramatic. She doesn't work for North Carolina, but you've brought her in, and you say she has a professional relationship. What is the professional relationship other than she calls herself the COO of Belichick Productions, which we'll get to other reports, say doesn't even exist. Nobody can find that company. There is no
Belichick Productions. She's made it up. She thinks it's funny, like cute. I'm sure she's got cards that say, like, COO Belichick Productions.
Ted, can you make me COO of Ted Johnson Productions?
Sure,
so when you make money, I get a little percentage?
You got it, buddy.
Perfect.
No problem.
Woo!
No problem.
Just made money.
I don't know. I'll dive in. So he says the final 8 minutes of the segment don't reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had. It doesn't CBS maintain or reports are that there was a lot of other stuff that they didn't even put in?
Yes.
So, Bill, you're sitting here flexing like, you know, the other stuff you didn't see is all stuff that is good and should be. I bet you it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah. So this is Fitzy where there's conflicting reports. Yesterday, it sounded like CBS tried to salvage this. That was one of the words used in one of the reports. Mm-hmm. And they showed you one interjection from Jordan, but could have shown you a bunch more, but didn't want to go down that road.
Someone's lying.
Yeah, and or
somebody's
including
lying.
Up to 30, the storm out and the 30 minutes of delays. Listen, this was either mandated by UNC to keep his job. This was Belichick stepping in front of the oncoming freight train of horrible PR and the wrong kind of clicks and attention that she has been drawing the last couple of days. Or he has completely lost his mind, and he's like, no, I got this. Because coming from her, it would have sounded even worse, no matter what. Like, there's just no way we would, no matter how well-worded it was, no matter how impeccable, there's no PR agency in the world that could have written it better, it still would have been dissected, analyzed, and mocked ad nauseum. So he writes this now, and yet still runs the risk of CBS saying, sir, you're questioning the integrity of a news organization that has been called into question too often in the last decade. I'm not going to get into the fake news nonsense. Here, we'll release the rest of the tapes and we'll let the public at large decide. And if so, uh-oh.
And
that's,
so
that's I think the same thing. You okay, CBS, you want to, I mean, they are a reputable 60 Minutes. I mean, they're pros. You really want to take them on?
Especially when we know we've seen enough of the footage. We know there's cameras like pointed in the direction that can see Bill, the reporter, Jordan. Like, so if it was rolling, there's video footage of it. So if there was a tantrum, if there was a walkout, if there was any of that. Now, the flip side of that is the way Bill writes this. So I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster.
Yeah. Wow.
So that sounds like an email, correct?
Calling out your publicist.
But wouldn't that be on the record? Like, wouldn't there be an email trail or some tangible record
then
of that?
Simon & Schuster should have been present or have given Jordan the dictum that they don't talk about any of this stuff. And I'm sorry, if I'm interviewing Bill Belichick, no offense, as interesting as some of these football nuggets might be, guys, about leaving Robert Kraft out of the book and some of the mistakes he made along the way, his personal life is every bit, if not more interesting than his.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity, Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Then his resume as the greatest NFL coach of all time.
It's sorry, not even close.
Especially
that it's CBS Morning. That's what they talk about.
Sunday morning.
Or about relationships. It's not about, they're not hardcore.
But
news,
more importantly
sports.
Than that, she's right there. She's like 10 feet to the guy's right. It'd be one thing if Bill just
came.
She's
in Video Village watching.
And sat down and said, we're talking football. So she's sort of out of sight, out of mind. No. She's in sight, in mind, because she's right there. Maybe I even know she told you to wear the ridiculous sweatshirt that you're wearing.
That was a bad move.
So, she definitely cut it up with her own scissors, by the way.
Oh, facts. No doubt she has scissors. No doubt she has scissors and claws and whatever else necessary.
No, what did she cut it with, Ted?
Yeah. People's rabbits disappear. And
bunnies were boiled. Oh. No, 100%. But Stiz, we do have, so we are being critical here of Jordan. Bill says she has a personal and professional relationship. Yeah. Interesting people are defending Jordan and Bill Belichick. And for that, you have to go to the Dudes on Dudes podcast. We have Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski. Defending Jordan. Interesting. Go ahead.
Coach Belichick and this whole interview thing with Jordan, people are giving an unfair reality of what's going on because she was jumping into that conversation during the interview, just like any PR person would jump in when there's an unnecessary question that probably didn't go over in the pre-production meeting. From what I've heard, Jordan is playing the Bears role, handling all the football ops, handling a lot of his social, a lot of his PR. When you look at this situation, and you say, oh, this is his girlfriend jumping in, I think that's unfair. I think she's actually working with Coach Belichick in the professional world, and she probably went and said, hey, no, we're not doing that. Doesn't that always happen whenever you do an interview? Do you not have a representative there?
Yeah, she's becoming his representative on top of being a girlfriend. No one's really put this hand in hand together. When your name is Jordan and you're on the University of North Carolina Tar Heels campus, you're God.
Never thought about it.
You're untouchable if your name is Jordan.
They're winning the Natty this year, potentially. I got them.
That's the dumbest. Oh, sorry. Sorry, okay. I mean to cut you off, Julian. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Ah, Gronk.
That is.
But that's what happens when you ask two guys that played football for a living who record a podcast all hopped up on Coors Light to talk about the topic of the day. What do you expect?
They have a,
and
they
also,
have a business
they love
relationship
Bill.
With Bill. They
sure,
have a business relationship.
And that's
with
fine,
Bill.
But have then don't talk about it. No one forced them to talk about it, right? They chose to bring the topic to their microphones. So I'm supposed to just ignore, like, oh, when she spoke up, she wasn't speaking up as his girlfriend. She was speaking, what is this, Brian Bosworth and the Boss? Remember that documentary? They were two different people. Brian Bosworth was one guy. The Boss is different. So Jordan, there's two different people. There's the one who's Bill's girlfriend. Then there's the totally separate person that I'm supposed to take seriously as his PR representative.
It's so, Jordan and Jordan. Those are the two different personalities.
Like
Jordan's
Julian,
the PR,
Julian, when he says, you know, when you do interviews, Gronk, don't you have a PR person there? Yes. Are you personally involved with that person? Are you having sex with that person? Because if so, then this is a very different conversation.
And I would also say this. I mean, they're not giving any context to the relationship. I mean, other stuff we've heard, other things that have happened, when you kind of include all those other things, and we're going to get to the Hard Knocks story and her, the influence she had on that. On top of all the other stuff that's newsworthy about her, it's not hard to believe what CBS's side and what most of us think happened really happening when you consider all the relationship in its totality. They're just using this one isolated incident and judging it, which it's fine, I guess, but I don't think it's a true representation of really what's going on.
Fitzy, you and I talked about this the other day, whether it's Bears, which we talked about, he was sort of always off to the side, in the background, behind.
Now, lurking.
Now it's
everywhere.
Hair.
Lurking is a great word.
Ugh.
But when you see, you know, PR guys, I've never had a PR person, but when I watch like red carpet, is there a PR person there? Yes.
Yeah.
Are they usually behind and to the side? Yes. Where's Jordan when she's on the red carpet with Bill at like NFL honors? Where is she?
Right next to him.
Oh, arm in arm in a dress that's showing her midriff.
Just on his shoulder.
Because she loves the light. She wants the paparazzi. She wants to be controlling behind the scenes, and she also wants to be the star on the stage. Like, she's gonna have to pick a lane pretty soon.
So what you're saying is most PR people aren't acting the way she's acting, right?
Correct.
A PR person doesn't make them parts of the story.
Cannot be part of the narrative.
She's making herself part of it, and that's what makes it real cloudy.
I think the best PR people, correct me if I'm wrong, try to stay out of the story.
Of course they do.
They mold
the
story.
They're not supposed to be part of it, period.
Right, the whole point. That's why you have a PR person.
Right, their hands are wrapped around it to mold it, but stay out of it.
Right.
They're not part of the story.
My college neighbor handles Colbert and all of these famous comedians, and she's got a spectacular life. And boy, her Instagram stories are exactly everywhere you'd want to be. Here comes a great story from
Stiz.
Great
story.
Yep. But honestly, you have never seen her as any of these famous people answer questions before at the Met Gala, the Oscars, the Emmys. She is a ghost. You only see the after parties and the stuff
on.
Because she's good at her job.
That's right.
You're not supposed to insert yourself in the narrative. You're supposed to make sure your client's narrative is controlled and on brand for what their message is.
Two other points I want to make about this. How hard was it? He just said this. We met on a plane.
Yeah.
Right. How come you couldn't say that in the interview? That's one. And
he could have said we met on a plane. And by the way, that's not in the book.
Okay.
To push the guy in a different direction or whatever.
And then the other thing is UNC letterhead. UNC has put their, to me, that's the biggest part of this statement is UNC. Did UNC go to Bill and say, hey, man, we got to help you out?
Yes.
Or did Bill go to UNC and say, hey, you need to, help me out here. I'm struggling. Can you back me? I need your support.
No. I don't know if you were right in that they could walk away from him, but you were right in that they were involved. Like yesterday was a day where, okay, you've had your fun. We've let you have a lot of freedom, but you work for us. You are an employee of us.
Why does Bill feel about UNC getting involved?
He won't like it.
Oh.
But what's he going to do? Is he going to quit? Where are you going to go? Who else is going to give you a job? This might be your last job, Bill. So I would hold on to this one as long as you can. Stiz.
There's a few assumptions being thrown around. But
are you back on the Bill cult?
I'm just to be fair.
Okay.
It is not abnormal for a PR person to speak up in an interview like that and say, hey, we're not talking about that.
Agreed, but that's not abnormal. That's correct. You don't think he could have had a different person, not supposed to be their girlfriend. Right, and you don't think there could have been a different PR person there? He just said my publicist was Simon & Schuster. So have that person come, and if it veers off the agreed upon
language, have that person do it
so it's not awkward. Because guess what? We wouldn't have spent 10 seconds on it at all if some suited up PR boring slappy flack said, yeah, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the book.
But so it was Jordan, his girlfriend.
You don't think that's important? You can't just do this. It is a calculated mess.
It is a huge whiff on their behalf.
Someone else should have been there.
And Jordan should have hired somebody to play her part that day. And she should have stepped aside and not put herself in the spotlight. Because now look what's happened. All of this is unforeseen blowback because she's not experienced. She's 24. She hasn't been doing this for 20 years. No, she's got the wrong kind of experience. She's too green. She does not have the experience necessary to handle a high leverage situation involving a super famous person like Bill Belichick and a international news gathering and reporting organization like CBS.
It's the way she acted was unprofessional. That's being reported. She stormed out. She wanted Bill to go with her. It took a half an hour to kind of get
settled. Well, we haven't seen that yet. That's being reported, but we haven't
seen it. Okay, I'm just telling you what's – I just comment on what's being reported. That was the report that the interviewer was spooked. That was the word that was spooked. That is, that's
– weird.
Yeah, to say the least.
It's very weird. Let's mix in someone else who wants to defend, I think, Bill Belichick. Jim in Hartford, what are your thoughts on this Bill Belichick situation with CBS?
Well, I just wanted to, as much as I agree with everything, I kind of wanted to just make a point that I think the entire interview was cited in a way that was making Bill look bad. All the questions were, it was from the very beginning, was a very negative tone to the entire interview. And I think she was just playing the part of what you were thinking a male person would play. I think people are getting a backbone because her age and the entirety of the situation, which I agree with. But I think you got to kind of look back. And if you can't agree that the interview was one-sided to make him look bad, it's just there's nothing really relevant in the questioning he was asking about the book in a positive attitude if it was anybody else other than Belichick and her, because of the public's opinion of him and her and their relationship, which I get, but because of that, it skewed everything. If it was a fun, popular guy that everybody liked, the entire line of questioning would have been different. And she finally stood up for him and said, hey, look, you know, we're not talking about this right now. This is irrelevant to the book. It's your slant on everything. And luckily, she was there to stand up for him. And if it was a male, nobody would be saying anything, but because it's her and in the entire...
All right, thanks for the call, Jim. Yeah, I let you go long enough. If it's a male, it'd be a totally different story.
By the way, he lost me at irrelevant.
That would be
a story. The new word of the day is irrelevant, number one. And number two, let's just quickly look. If this was Tom Brady, okay, and Tom Brady had written a book, just like Bill Belichick's book, at the end of his playing days, and let's say... Giselle was still involved. Giselle, number one, would not be his publicist. You'd probably see that little alien Jim Gray over there on set, not Giselle. But Tom Brady would speak up like he often has, guys, and say, I'd rather keep my personal life personal, and I'm only
That's
here to talk.
Say.
So Bill should have handled it.
He could
have Bill
handled
should have
questions.
Stepped in front of that. Bill should have taken that bullet, Ted.
Absolutely. Like to act like, you know, like he doesn't know how to handle questions. That's all he's done his whole life is handle questions that he doesn't deem to be fair. And plus, another thing, you know what? You got to consider the people who are interviewing him. That wasn't ESPN. That wasn't Fox Sports.
Wasn't Andy Hart at Patriots.com.
Like, that's the stuff that the questions they were asking is what is conducive for that station in that time slot.
He also bragged in the interview about his ability to not answer questions. That was one of the things that was in the other 8 minutes of the interview.
No,
so
he said, he was like, he basically said, like, oh, yeah, at times I was a little hard on the
media. I could have been more forthcoming. Yeah. He had a big smirk. So he addressed that. Like, I was actually pretty, I can answer questions. I'm good. Yeah. They played the game. Whatever. We're going to get back to this.
Misunderstood.
Yep.
Misunderstood. That's going to be the title of Jordan's book. Poor girl.
No one will read that. I can guarantee. Actually, we'll probably read
I'll read it.
We're suckers. Damn it. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk about Bill Belichick and Jordan because we need to get into the Hard Knocks story. We know it got blown up and broken up, the relationship. Some speculated NFL owners maybe did it because they didn't want Bill in their world of Hard Knocks. Nope, somebody else messed that up, and I bet you'll be able to guess who, but we'll talk about that. But up next, Brian Scalabrine will join us in just a few minutes to talk about the Celtics beating the Magic, the physicality of the series, what's up next, and all things playoff Celtics basketball. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Irrelevant to the book.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.